We all know that on the holiday of Pesach, the holiday of Passover, there's an obligation to eat matzah. On the other hand, there's also an obligation to get rid of chametz. The eating of matzah is something which we understand. We have to commemorate the Exodus, commemorate that we left so quickly that the bread didn't have a chance to rise. Perhaps also commemorating the type of bread, lechem oni, poor man's bread, the type of bread that we ate in Egypt. But the idea of not eating chametz is not as easily understood. The idea of chametz is something where the bread didn't rise. So that goes back to that first idea, we left so quickly. But why is it important to commemorate? Moreover, the way that we get rid of the chametz is varied. On the one hand, we do bedikat chametz. We go and we search. And the truth is, the search is really the end of the process. For days or weeks preparing to this point, we rid our homes of all types of chametz. At that point, we go and we search if there's anything left, any remaining. We put it aside, and the next morning, we get rid of it. The custom is to burn it, although if we simply got it out of our possession, that would be enough. Aside from the searching and the preparing and the get rid of the burning, we also make a declaration. We say that the chametz which we own is ownerless. The question is why we do so much. And on top of that, we also sell our chametz, which means that the major preparation for Pesach is not just getting matzah ready to have something to eat. It's to make sure that all the chametz in our possession is no longer in our possession. When we get rid of the chametz, there's more than one way to understand the declaration. On the one hand, it may be something more in the lines of ownership, that the chametz that I have is hereby declared formerly ownerless. On the other hand, the getting rid of it is a little bit more than that, because we make a declaration, we say, that the chametz which we own should be considered like the dust of the earth. Dust of the earth is inedible, which means we're saying that the food really has no more content left as food. We no longer relate to it as food. So we do a lot of things to get rid of the chametz. And it's possible that there's a parallel to this, a parallel which is somewhat foreign to us. But it could be that when we understand the parallel, then perhaps the holiday of Passover would come into even a sharper light than we normally see it. Passover, we normally understand, is a time of freedom. We were slaves and we became free. But it's not just that. We became a new nation. We were slaves within a culture, a polytheistic culture. A culture had more gods than we can possibly imagine. But we couldn't help but being impacted by that kind of culture. It was in the air. Polytheism was in the air. When we left Egypt, we didn't have a firm relationship with God. That's the continuation of this Pesach season, where we count the 7 weeks and we get up to the holiday Shavuot. The holiday Shavuot is the holiday when we receive the Torah. Now, it's true that there's also agricultural aspects to these holidays. But in Egypt itself, and when we left Egypt and we arrived at Sinai, something had changed in our relationship with God. When we left Egypt, the relationship with God was on a much more basic level. We arrived at Sinai, we hear the Ten Commandments, we accept upon ourselves the law, and we become a new people, we become a new nation. When we left Egypt, in a certain sense, we were rejecting idolatry, rejecting polytheism. Now, it's quite possible that the rejection of chametz is the symbol of idolatry. In Kabbalistic sources, this relationship is very, very clear. The Zohar speaks about how chametz is related to idolatry. Although it's strange, if chametz is something which is so spiritually dangerous, then how can we partake of it the rest of the year? It would seem to be that specifically on Pesach, when we walk away from a world of polytheism, when we walk away from idolatry, we do something which is very similar to the laws of rejecting idolatry. Idolatry is something which, at least in the land of Israel, the Rambam writes the laws of idolatry, would need to be chased down, and one of the commandments would be to rid the world of idolatry. Now, this is a commandment which is very, very foreign from our world today, and I'm certainly not advocating on a practical level this is something that we do. The world pretty much has been eradicated of the vast majority of the idolatry which existed in antiquity. But one of the ways that you get rid of idolatry is to declare it nothing. To say not just the ownership point, but the very object. You say this object has no value to it. It has no importance to it. Which means when we realize this, the declaration of chametz on Passover as being of no value whatsoever is the same process to get rid of idolatry. And that may be very, very significant. Because when we left Egypt, that's what we did. We walked away from a culture of idolatry. We didn't yet have the fully developed relationship with God. So God gave us a couple of commandments which we performed in Egypt. The eating the matzah, the performing of the whole Seder in Egypt. But it's not until we get to Sinai that we really get a better understanding of what it means to have this relationship with God. It would seem to be that on a yearly basis, we need to reject evil. We need to reject things that people give value to. We need to reject idolatry. That was the beginning of the relationship with God. And when we understand this, then perhaps the rejection of chametz and declaring it not just ownerless but meaningless is very much a page out of the playbook of the rejection idolatry, and that may be exactly what took place in Egypt. We turned our backs on things that people gave value to, and we started a brand new relationship with God, eating the matzah, marching on the way to Mount Sinai, getting ready to accept the Torah. But already at that point, we were the people of God, and we had a relationship with God, just waiting for that relationship to become more developed. Chag Kasher V'Sameach.